3. The Domain of Power Centers. The supreme power centers distributed throughout the superuniverses number, with their associates and subordinates, upward of 10 billion, and they are all in perfect synchrony and complete liaison with their paradise progenitors, the 7 supreme power directors. The power control of the grand universe is thus entrusted to the keeping and direction of the 7 master spirits, the creators of the 7 supreme power directors. The supreme power directors and all their associates, assistants, and subordinates are forever exempt from apprehension or interference by all the tribunals of space. Neither are they subject to the administrative direction either of the superuniverse government of the Ancients of Days or of the local universe administration of the Creator Sons. These power centers and directors are brought into being by the children of the Infinite Spirit. They are not germane to the administration of the Sons of God, though they affiliate with the Creator Sons during the later epochs of universe material organization. But the power centers are in some way closely associated with the cosmic overcontrol of the Supreme Being. Power centers and physical controllers undergo no training. They are all created in perfection and are inherently perfect in action. Never do they pass from one function to another, always do they serve as originally assigned. There is no evolution in their ranks, and this is true of all 7 divisions of both orders. Having no ascendant past to revert to in memory, power centers and physical controllers never play. They are thoroughly businesslike in all their actions. They are always on duty. There is no provision in the universal scheme for the interruption of the physical lines of energy. Never for a fraction of a second can these beings relinquish their direct supervision of the energy circuits of time and space. The directors, centers, and controllers of power have nothing to do with anything in all creation except power, material or semi-physical energy. They do not originate it, but they do modify, manipulate, and directionize it. Neither do they have anything whatever to do with physical gravity except to resist its drawing power. Their relation to gravity is wholly negative. The power centers utilize vast mechanisms and coordinations of a material order in liaison with the living mechanisms of the various segregated energy concentrations. Each individual power center is constituted in exactly 1 million units of functional control, and these energy-modifying units are not stationary, as are the vital organs of man's physical body. These vital organs of power regulation are mobile and truly kaleidoscopic in associative possibilities. It is utterly beyond my ability to explain the manner in which these living beings encompass the manipulation and regulation of the master circuits of universe energy. To undertake to inform you further concerning the size and function of these gigantic and almost perfectly efficient power centers would only add to your confusion and consternation. They are both living and personal, but they are beyond your comprehension. Outside of Havona, the supreme power centers function only on especially constructed architectural spheres or on otherwise suitably constituted space bodies. The architectural worlds are so constructed that the living power centers can act as selective switches to directionize, modify, and concentrate the energies of space as they pour over these spheres. They could not so function on an ordinary evolutionary sun or planet. Certain groups are also concerned in the heating and other material necessities of these special headquarters worlds. And though it is beyond the scope of your ancient knowledge, I may state that these orders of living power personalities have much to do with the distribution of the light that shines without heat. They do not produce this phenomenon, but they are concerned with its dissemination and directionization. The power centers and their subordinate controllers are assigned to the working of all of the physical energies of organized space. They work with the 3 basic currents of 10 energies each. That is the energy charge of organized space, and organized space is their domain. The universe power directors have nothing whatever to do with those tremendous actions of force which are now taking place outside the present boundaries of the seven superuniverses. The power centers and controllers exert perfect control over only 7 of the 10 forms of energy contained in each basic universe current. Those forms which are partly or wholly exempt from their control must represent the unpredictable realms of energy manifestation dominated by the unqualified absolute. If they exert an influence upon the primordial forces of this absolute, we are not cognizant of such functions, though there is some slight evidence which would warrant the opinion that certain of the physical controllers are sometimes automatically reactive to certain impulses of the universal absolute. These living power mechanisms are not consciously related to the master universe energy overcontrol of the unqualified absolute, but we surmise that their entire and almost perfect scheme of power direction is in some unknown manner subordinated to this supergravity presence. In any local energy situation, the centers and controllers exert near supremacy, but they are always conscious of the super-energy presence and the unrecognizable performance of the unqualified absolute.